Your brain needs support, and new Ollie Brainy Chews are a delightful way to take care of your cognitive health. Made with scientifically backed ingredients like Thai ginger, L-theanine, and caffeine, Brainy Chews support healthy brain function and help you find your focus, stay chill, or get energized. Be kind to your mind and get these nootropic chews at Ollie.com. That's OLLY.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
It's 2023, as we all know. Happy New Year, we always like to say. And right after that, the next day, we talk about New Year's resolutions. And one of the things that we think about, of course, is to the goal to lose weight, get into better shape. It's one of the things we all talk about in January of 2023. Many of us out there are committed. We decide to join a gym. But before you decide to join a gym, there's a lot to think about, because purchasing that gym membership may mean you sign up for long-term contracts. There's a lot of things to think about. Joining us now to talk a little bit about not getting ripped off when you sign those gym membership is Simone Liss. She is president of the Better Business Bureau of Mainland BC. Simone, thank you for joining us.
Thank you. Happy New Year.
Happy New Year to you as well. So let's start with the basics first and foremost. You know, you want to get in shape, you want to make that commitment, you're ready to go. What kind of things should people be looking out for when it comes to signing a longer term contract with a gym?
We always want to remind people, especially when entering into an agreement, is that you are bound by what you're signing. And so in order for you to not sign up for something and then end up paying for money that you never received service for, we just want to remind you to take the time to really understand what you are signing up for. So that might be things like you go in, you check out the gym, you make sure the gym is right for you. And then you look at the contract you're signing to see what the term is, and more importantly, what happens if you decide to cancel, what kind of costs you're looking for.
And do these gyms sort of, it's kind of like a cell phone contract, do they demand a year's contract, 2 year contract, or is it still possible to sort of do a month to month?
Well, lots of gyms know that people are making resolutions right now. So there are lots of gyms with a variety of different options. Really, it's to your best interest to shop around, to do your research. Some companies will offer promotional offers to get you in the door. And then when they get you in the door, you know, some of them will, you know, let you see their equipment, let you see what the courses or classes are like. Others might put a little bit more pressure to get you to sign up right away. So I would just really encourage people, if they are taking advantage of a limited free trial or some sort of promotional opportunity, to really take advantage of it, to really explore the gym, to see what it's like, to use it as if you were using it as part of a contract and then asking if it's right for you.
I guess, I was going to say, a part of it is also just determining your own fitness goals. Like, sometimes you don't need to be at a gym. If you prefer running, you can do that in the outdoors, or there are other clubs you could be joining, other types of fitness you could be involved in. I guess that's the first question, is that, do I need a traditional gym? That's part of the conversation, an honest conversation you kind of need to have with yourself.
Absolutely. And in some cases, you might even want to get some medical advice to make sure that you're in the right shape for the kind of gym and membership you're considering. So it's not just about walking into a gym and you know, suddenly you've met your goal. It's really assessing what your needs are, and really what you're going to do with the gym once you sign up. So it is taking an honest look and asking yourself, am I going to use this? When am I going to use this? And is the gym going to meet my needs?
Do you hear complaints about people being coerced, or sort of more aggressive sales tactics being used on people when it comes to a gym?
We definitely get complaints about people going into a gym facility and then not realizing that once they sign up that contract, that they're now bound to that agreement. And so that's why it's really important for you to read over the agreement and understand your rights, because, you know, when you do sign up for this type of agreement, there are some mandatory cancellation rights that you do have, but often there are some things attached to that. So, for example, you might have to move more than 30 kilometers away, for example, to be able to cancel. So you need to be aware and read over the contract and really understand it.
Mm-hmm. I guess part of the conversation is also, beyond these wonderful gyms, private sector gyms, and maybe look at the local rec center as well. Sometimes they can be cheaper, sometimes they're not. Sometimes they can offer you opportunities where you may not be going as consistently as you like, I guess, paying that monthly fee. Better to buy tickets where you just pay for the times that you go. That's part of it as well, I guess.
Yeah, there's lots of different options out there. And so if you can really get a sense of what you think you're going to use or how often you're going to use, I mean, part of that is really understanding yourself. If this is a brand new habit you're developing, I mean, they say that it takes 6 weeks to build and really get a habit in place. So if you've got any doubt there, then perhaps signing a 2-year agreement isn't the best option for you. Maybe it is starting off with a monthly pass and then really assessing whether or not this is going to be a good fit.
Yeah, absolutely. Simone, thank you for your time today. I really appreciate it.
Anytime.
I'm not just a pawn in this game.
3 nights a week on Global.
They're putting targets on their back. Massive.
Drama.
I guess you could say I'm in a showman.
They're just so in love and so annoying. Enough.
Betrayal.
The guy just put up his best friend now.
And plot twists.
What is happening right now?
You'll never see coming.
If you're coming for me,
this is perfect.
I'm coming for you then.
It'll be a battle.
Like, it'll be war.
Big Brother Canada. All new Tuesdays, Wednesdays, and Sundays on Global. Stream on Stack TV.